Welcome to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. This podcast is for athletes of all levels who want to level up their nutrition to level up their game. Join me as I explore the world of nutrition, health, and performance. Each week, I dive into a new topic to help expand your knowledge, separate truth from myth, and change your perspective so you can start winning the right way and reach your peak potential. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian nutrition coach. Let's go. Welcome back to the Reach Your Peak podcast experience. I'm your host, Alexa, as always. And today I'm going to be sharing some key tips that are going to help you make dieting easier. Specifically, I'm going to be sharing five ways that you can make your nutrition plan, your dieting, whatever you want to call it, easier for you to implement and keep going with it. Because all too often I see athletes and active individuals alike, they overcomplicate the dieting approach and they get stuck as a result of this. All too often I see athletes fall off track because they felt overwhelmed with the dieting process. All too often I will see you making mistakes way harder on yourself and stressing out. Okay. If this sounds familiar, well, keep on listening because I'm going to share some actionable ways for you to overcome this. Okay. So here are five ways you can make dieting easy peasy lemon squeezy. Okay. So let's get into it. So number one, you want to embrace and harness accountability. Okay. So embracing the power of accountability is such a good way for you to make the dieting process easy. Okay. Because accountability is a force that enables us to keep on keeping on. It's the force that enables us to overcome obstacles, to keep going through insecurities, to keep going when things just don't seem to be working, to take out the guesswork and do the process in the right way. There are so many different ways that accountability can help. And keep in mind, accountability is not just accountability to someone else. It is also accountability to yourself. So I do have like the three pillars that I talk about, but essentially you want to have someone you're accountable to, but you also want to be accountable to yourself. And the person you want to be accountable to, ideally one of those people should be a professional. So like, let's say a sports dietitian to help you with your nutrition or a physio to help you for your injury management, all this sort of stuff. So accountability is key when it comes to lifestyle change. Keep that in mind. Number two is plan, or you'll plan to fail. Okay, as cliche as that sounds, it really is true and really is a reality when it comes to nutrition. But with planning, you become more proactive rather than reactive with your nutrition, which leads to better adherence and better execution of the plan. And the better adherence you have and the more efficient and more effective way that you execute the plan, it's going to enable you to get better results. And that's the key thing here. Planning is just there to make things easier for yourself. So there's no one-size-fits-all way to plan. If someone tells you that you're planning the wrong way and this is the only right way to plan, well, tell them to shut up. Okay? Tell them to fuck off because planning can be individual to you. It could be as simple as planning out the meals the next day. It could be as simple as planning out how you're going to cook up a bunch of meals. It could be simply planning a shopping trip, planning ingredients, preparation. It could be anything small, anything big, as long as it makes it easier for you. But plan, because you want to be proactive rather than reactive. Now, number three is break up your big goal into your smaller goals. Okay, so break up your big goal into your smaller goals. The reason I said it twice, because it was fun saying. Okay, but anyway, break up your bigger goals into more bite-sized chunks so that you can tackle them a lot more easier. Think of this like the breadcrumbs leading you to the prize. You just go after one breadcrumb until you get to the prize. That was the analogy I thought of. I'm sure there's a better analogy I could think of, but that's the one we're going with. Breadcrumbs leading you to the prize. You don't want to just go, oh, this is the biggest goal that I want to go for and I'm going to just focus on that one. Sometimes, and actually often, this will overwhelm you. Instead, what you want to do is break them up into more process goals, action goals, whatever you want to call them, and work on those one at a time that leads you to the ultimate goal, the big goal. This is something that people don't tend to realize because they tend to think, okay, I'm going to set my big audacious goal and I'm going to just go towards that. That can be good and all, and some people can thrive like that, but most often, especially busy athletes, you want to make sure that you yourself are maybe breaking them down into more bite-sized chunks. That could make it easier for you. Now, number four is work on and build up your habits. Okay, habits make the world go around, at least with lifestyle change, that is. So working on building habits to make you more empowered is key. Now I'm going to be sharing a book that I recommend you read, but just for now, just understand that habits are the things that are going to get you through even when you don't feel like doing something. Habits are the things that you can fall upon when things get tough. Habits are the things that's going to enable you to work on yourself and work on the process long term. Habits are a fundamental pillar of health change. It's just the fact, okay? You can't dispute that. I've seen it time and time again. I've seen when clients don't want to work on habits versus when they embrace the habit change, how much more of an impact that has. I've even seen it myself when I didn't really focus on habits years ago and I started working on them, it made everything a lot more effective. Trust me on this. Now, I did say I was going to recommend a book. Now, you can get the audiobook as well, which is the way that I listen to this one. But it's Atomic Habits by James Clear. Okay, Atomic Habits by James Clear. I recommend you go read that book. It's honestly going to give you a different perspective on habits, give you some actionable ways to improve your habits, and it's honestly going to be a life changer for you, I'm sure. So go read it. A few clients that I recommended it to really embraced it, and it really helped them through the process and helped them with the coaching change. Okay, so Atomic Habits by James Clear. And then finally, number 5 is establish your non-negotiables. This is something that many don't realize, but you got to establish your non-negotiables, your must-haves. The things that you realistically can't sustain a plan without. Okay, because you're allowed to enjoy your life. At the end of the day, leveling up your nutrition game should not take over your whole life and make you not enjoy your life. You still have to have things that you enjoy, things that realistically you want to be able to still do or eat or have or whatever it is to maintain a sustainable goal, maintain a sustainable plan. And that's where establishing your non-negotiables can be. Now, to give you examples, it could be you want to have date night, which is a common one. I want to be able to have date night once a week with my partner. That's one that I hear often. Another one could be, I want to be able to have a daily cappuccino. Okay. Another one could be, I want to be able to at least once a week go out and enjoy a takeaway meal. I want to be able to drink 2 drinks of alcohol a week. It doesn't really matter. There's no right or wrong answer here. Obviously, there's going to have to be some level of compromise. You can't be like, I want to be able to drink, 2 cartons of beer a week and things like that if you're trying to lose weight. Like, there's obviously some terms where it has to be realistic, but you know what I mean. There's no right or wrong answer. It's what's non-negotiable to you. You got to think about these, put them into your plan, schedule them in. Actually make sure you do them so that the rest of the plan can be sustainable. It's very much key. It's a big life changer. It's something when I added it to my coaching, made my client success a lot higher. So I want you to do it as well. Okay, so establish your non-negotiables. So that's the 5, okay? That's the 5 ways you can make your dieting process easier for you. I want to repeat them again. Number 1, embrace the power of accountability and harness that accountability. Number 2, plan. Or plan to fail. So make sure you're planning in some capacity. Be proactive rather than reactive. Number 3 is break up your bigger goal into more bite-sized chunk goals. Number 4 is habits make the world go round. So make sure you work on and build your habits. And number 5 is establish your non-negotiables. Okay. It's okay to enjoy while doing the plan. So that's the 5. I really do hope they help you. If you have to repeat again and just listen to them again, do so. But please start embracing these 5 and I'm honestly be very surprised if it doesn't help you in some capacity, if it doesn't make it easier, even just a little bit, because any bit of easing of overwhelm is going to help you, because overwhelm is obviously the recipe to failure, because eventually you'll be like, stuff this and stop. So I really do hope these 5 points help you. And please let me know. Okay. Send me an email or go to at the climbing dietitian on Instagram and send me a DM and tell me if this helped you. Tell me if this podcast episode actually helped you implement your nutrition a lot more effectively, a lot more smoothly, and a lot more easily, so to speak. Okay, so yeah, really do hope it helped. And if you do want to reach out to me and chat to me about how I can potentially help you, so if you're like, oh yeah, the accountability sounds good, I want a sports dietitian, or I want to see what that might look like, well, there are links in the show notes below. Okay, so there are links that you can go check out. You know, my email, you can email me directly. I think there's also an application form, things like that. Let's have a chat first. Let's see if it's a good fit and go from there. Okay, because honestly, if you need it, a sports dietitian can be a life changer for you when it comes to nutrition implementation and getting good results as an athlete. But until next time, I hope you stay safe. See you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast so you can stay up to date whenever I drop an episode. And of course, if you enjoyed today's podcast, remember to go to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. You can also find me on socials where I regularly post valuable sports nutrition content to help you elevate your sports game, elevate your nutrition game, and reach your peak potential. Simply search for The Climbing Dietitian and be sure to click follow. Until next time, stay safe and stay dedicated. See ya.